Right, it's Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 7. The Lord said to Moses, "Chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning, and then come up onto Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there on the top of the mountain. No one is to come with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Not even the flocks and herds may graze in front of the mountain." So Moses chiseled out two stone tablets like the first ones and went up Mount Sinai early in the morning, as the Lord had commanded him. And he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Father God, we thank you so much that you are our faithful God. And as we reflect upon your faithfulness now, Lord, from this passage in Exodus 34, Lord, we pray you will encourage us as we look forward to this year ahead with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I need to apologise for wiggling my jaw profusely as I speak, because I've got very, very blocked ears. A little bit too much seawater went in it this week, I think. So forgive me if I'm wiggling my jaw. My balance isn't quite what it is as should be as well. So anyway, there we are. I guess if you could pick only one Bible passage from the Old Testament to take with you into the new year, I don't think you could do any better than Exodus 34, verse 6. It's where God is revealing himself to Moses as he passes by Moses, shielding Moses in a cleft in a rock that we just had read to us a few moments ago. Let me just read those key verses again. It says, "And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin.'" It's a passage that speaks of who God is. It speaks of his intrinsic character. And short of the incarnation itself, this is perhaps the high point of God's self-revelation in the scriptures. It's the reason that time and time again, the text is picked up elsewhere in the Old Testament to affirm who God is. This is who the living God is. This is his character. Now, today there's not time to go into the verse in great detail, but I'd just like to highlight for us all a few encouragements as we enter the new year. See, if this verse tells us who God is in his character, what does it mean as we look back over the last year? Well, it means that we should see his compassion, his grace, his love, his faithfulness in our lives. And we've given testimony to one another of some of that this morning already. What can we be sure of then as we enter 2023? What can we trust God to be to us as his people, as our Father in 2023? Well, we can expect God to be exactly the same, because he is the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. God's compassion and grace and love and faithfulness are not aspects of God that he sometimes shows. These are things that mark his character always. He abounds in them, the verse told us. If you could nudge God, forgive the phrase, but if you could nudge God, as it were, like a cup of water that's full to the brim, what would naturally spill out of him? Well, it would be these things here. See, this is what God is always like to those who trust in him. Because God does not change, as we've reminded ourselves already of this morning. Speaking of the Lord Jesus in the New Testament, who is the very incarnation of God, we're told he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this is such good news, because what do I need as I enter 2023? Well, as I enter 2023, I need to know God's compassion and grace towards me. I don't want God to treat me as my sins deserve in 2023. I need to be confident in God's loving kindness to me and his patience towards me. And that's what this verse tells me. You see, if God is like verse 6, it means he will be like this to me in 2023. And it should fill me and you with confidence. How can we know this for sure? How can we know God really will be like this to us in 2023? Well, it's because we're told in verse 6 of God's faithfulness. His faithfulness. And faithfulness means that God is always true to himself and his word. It means that he will always do what he says. That means that he will keep every promise that he makes. To say that God is faithful would be enough in itself. But we're told in verse 6 that God abounds in faithfulness. You see, God wants his people to be utterly secure in his character and his promises towards them. God abounds in keeping his word, which means he can never, ever be unfaithful. And in the context of this verse, what does it mean? Well, it tells us that he will always be faithful in showing us compassion and grace and patience and love towards his people. It's a promise that he has secured for us 100% in the blood of his son on the cross, which we're going to be remembering shortly together. That's why we can enter 2023 with such confidence, because God is promising you and me, those who trust in him, his future grace over our lives. That's his completely free and unmerited favour toward you and me every step we take. What should our response be to this faithfulness of God? Well, the way to respond to God's great faithfulness is to be faithful ourselves. And most importantly, that means being full of faith in who God has revealed himself to be and the very promises that he's making to us in these verses. It means believing him, taking him at his word, trusting him to be who he says he is in verse 6 to us every single day. Now, that's easier said than done. Because there's a danger that we can read verse 6 and think that means that we won't have any troubles or hardships or illnesses or issues in the year ahead. But you know, that's the prosperity gospel. And it's a false gospel. Because the true gospel, according to Jesus, is an adversity gospel. Because all of us, we're told, should expect suffering, difficulties, challenges in our lives. Of course, they'll be different for each of us, but trials will be before us all in the year ahead. God's faithfulness isn't seen in delivering us from all our suffering in life now, but rather his faithfulness is seen in being with us in our sufferings and assuring us of his presence, which is full of compassion and grace and patience and love towards us every step of the way. Suffering will challenge our faith, but God's faithfulness calls us to be faithful. I'd encourage you to keep coming back to Exodus 34, verse 6, in the year ahead. Keep coming back to this verse, reminding yourself of who God is, and let it fill you with confidence for whatever you're going through at this present time. And our response of faithfulness to our faithful God will not only express itself through trust in him, faith in him, but also by obeying him and serving him, reflecting his faithfulness in our lives. I'd just like to finish with a poem written by an Australian pastor and evangelist called J. Sidlow Baxter. The poem is entitled, "He Never Fails." He never fails, the soul that trusts in him. Though disappointments come and hopes burn dim, he never fails. Though trials surge like stormy seas around, though testings fierce like ambushed foes abound, yet this my soul with millions more has found, he never fails, he never fails. Though icy blasts life's fairest flowers lay low, though earthly springs of joy all cease to flow, yet still 'tis true with millions more I know, he never fails, he never fails. He never fails the soul that trusts in him, though sorrow's cup should overflow the brim, he never fails. Though oft the pilgrim way seems rough and long, I yet shall stand amid yon white-robed throng, and there I'll sing with millions more this song. He never fails. He never fails. Every day of 2023 will be a day in which you live in the company of your faithful God. And it's why the book of Lamentations, one of our verses we read earlier, picks up Exodus 34, verse 6, and applies it this way. It says, his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. New every morning. How glorious is that? Every day you wake up in 2023 is a day where, as the sun comes up, so God's compassion and faithfulness and love and grace and patience with you comes up as well. His faithfulness to you every day, new every morning. Let's go into 2023 with great confidence, full of faith in our faithful God. Amen.